point of the Chazara rests with an important kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam, you may recall, paskins in Hilchos Isuri Biyah, Perek says, Vav Alocha Beit, but in Kamsa Chayv Elavin, the Alocha isn't Chayv Elavin, but you're not Loka Samas Biyah. But you're only Loka if the Biyah was preceded by Kiddush, what we commonly know as Kiddush Ubal. She does the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri. Point of the Chazara rests with an important kasha on the Rambam. The Rambam, you may recall, paskins in Hilchos Isuri Biyah, Perek says, Vav Alocha Beit, but in Kamsa Chayv Elavin, the Alocha isn't Chayv Elavin, so you're not Loka Samas Biyah. But you're only Loka if the Biyah was preceded by Kiddush, what we commonly know as Kiddush Ubal. She does the Rambam in Hilchos Isuri Biyah, Perek says, Vav Alocha Beit. The question is against the Alei Gemara, it's against the Rambam. Double cash. We'll discuss both questions. How is it against Alei Gemara? That's the kasha is derived as right on the spot. In Perek Chazav Alocha Beis, derived as that this Rambam is against Alei Gemara. What's Alei Gemara? Lamed Heim Beis and Subis. The Gemara says, the kasha lay mamzeres el naras, the pura chosim ik Rabbi Yitzchok kasha mamzeres, vamevin yovin. Are you a maven? You understand what's going on? No, okay. But the parallel is, Misha ain't a maven, lo yovin. A maven yovin means that you should understand that the Gemara is assuming that if a man lives with a mamzeret and only in a situation of owner from a father, which means obviously without kedushin, then he's going to be getting malchus. Right? Kasha mamzeret means kasha mamzeret means. The Rashi explained. That call modem shuvah malchus. So the son is like not. According to the Rambam, there's no kasha. So it's referring to a case of gaul below kiddush. So then there's no malchus at all. That's the kasha. So I got to tell you, there's a tremendous amount of Torah on this kasha. Fancy Torah. It's unbelievable. It's basically tomorrow's fabulous, wild, great. But as the Mepharshim later say, but you can't be smaller than Rambam himself. Rambam was asked this kasha. The Chachmei Lunil, what about the Magadish, asked this kasha to the Rambam. And he says like this, this point of his, that you need Kiddush Ubal, Ubal below Kiddush and Aloka, the Shalom Zeret, Shein Lecha B'chol Chai V'Lav and Nisha Aloka, Abila below Kiddushin, Alokoyen Godol V'Almona, Kamoshi Yisbor. This is an exception. Even without kiddush, based on tzukim, based on the Gemara and kiddush and ayin chet. He quotes to the Pharisee Gemara that supposedly supports his point. The Gemara and kiddush of ayin chet says that Amar Abaye kiddush loke bo loke kiddush loke mishum lo yikach bo loke mishum lo yichala. Rav Amar bo loke lo bo in a loke. Matam kama lo matam lo yikach mishum lo yichala. Mo de rava b'kohen gadol b'amona shem bo'av lo kiddush shaloke lo yichala da'a b'yamav omer rachmona barei o mechala. So the mishneya moda b'marav de gushoto shem bo'av lo kiddush shen aloke. So the Rambam is medayik nakamara klar that Bo'av, below Kiddush, except for the one case of Kohen Gadol, the Almona, does not get Malchus. The Mepharish should come on Kiddush 9 and so I didn't quite do with the Gemara. The Ramban is a different shot to the Gemara entirely. No, what are you talking about? The question is certain lab where it says Ticha, but it's not the average lab where it says Lo Yovo or Lo Yigale. So then a Vada is going to be also Bo'av, below Kiddush. Not to talk about. That's the Ramban's response to the Ramban. What do with the Gemara Ksubit? Lam and Hayam and Beit. I'm going to two terus. Two. The first I understand, the second I don't. The first answer is, Asher, where is it? Here, sorry. That's in the second wide line in the Kesef Mishnah, in the Magad Mishnah. Yes, Lama Shav Yitzchak Kolik Vadover, there, Utsvilei Shekol Bol Chai Vilamin Basro Aloka, Tabaye, Vein Aloka. Rambam admits that some people are against it. Abai is against him. Machlok is Abai Rav Kiddush Nayim Ches. So Rambam says, you ask me a kasha, the Gemara Ksubas on A is against me. Abai is against you. The Gemara like a bar, we pass like Rava. Don't do me something. But that's the Rambam's first step. The Gemara like a Torah is the simplest Torah of all. Then he has another thing, I don't understand the second Torah. Oh, there's Shlomo. Shrab Yitzhak Svirlai the Mamzeres, Kisvara the Ula Bachoso. Shariyama Ula, Shamalka Shabachoso, the Bulgaric, Bulov and Ara. That we know, right? That's the beginning of the Sugya. Ula, right? Hak Esha, Shrab Yitzhak Svirlai, Hafi, the Mamzeres. Lefisha Iyata Yachol Lachalek Bechayve Lavish. Ashenoma shezol to isha bebeila levagil ke shezol to kedushas uvi beila. Hello, I'm one of the ten dollar questions. Both kedushas nine cats. What's he saying? It sounds like he's saying that a yitzchak holds like Ula. So what? So what did Ula say? That the malchus of achos is only by bogeres shelo benara. So a yitzchak holds that the way by mamzer. What? The Lagos of Mamzeres is by what? By Bulgaris, not by Nara. So what's the more kasha? He can be the kasha of Mamzeres. What's the kasha of Mamzeres? So we're talking about the case of Elo Nara Shem and Snaz. Talking about Nara. Apparently Nara does get melted. I'm not sure what that second paragraph. I don't understand. He repeats it again. At the end he says, let's say it goes like a Abaye. If you want to say a bitzak is kalocha, name a shah bitzak, come on, mom says, kimosh oma ula ba koso. What does that mean? So he repeats it twice. Then as brackets, gim tin saloma, and he goes like a bay. The one parish, now I understand, the second I don't understand. I have to do me a favor to figure it out for me. Let me know what the second parish is. I don't understand. I'll call fun in, and as far as they, all those fancy turrets that they have, and the base jack of the fancy shot, and the Baron Cutler quoted a fancy turret, fancy perusha. I'm not going to go into it, because you can't be smarter than the Rambam. Rambam saw a different shot. You want to go tell it's better than the Rambam's shot. So, I mean, no, it's very fancy. For turrets, we're going to skip it entirely. Okay. That's as far as the Gemara is concerned. From the two turrets, I'm only understand. One I don't, that you can figure it out for me. That's as far as the Gemara is concerned. Fine. But is this Kashem in the Rambam Minei Obey? Yes.
The first
answer is
what?
Abayin Kiddushin Ayan Ches is the favorite. That's Baal below Kiddush is local. We pass like Rava. The Rambam is Baal below Kiddush is Ayan Alok. Okay? And there's another pilpul, by the way. How do you know that we have these all the kabbayim? Make a taste. You make up a... They give kufulim why? Why? That's the parrot. I don't know if I'm going to tell kufulim either. Complicated kashmir. You also got the akiva. The akiva of Kaido Lama. We're not going to go into it. It's too complicated. Rami Lepus Nara Bistula Perek Aleph Alepho Yud Aleph says as follows. Hoist of Bistula Zu Asura Ala Ones O Ala Fata and hoist up the Mikhail the Krisos, most hoist the Mikhail the Lavin, and his Jibor is a local, the Vein of Mishal and Tanat, Shin and the local Mishal. Wait a minute, what kind of Malkus? Mikhail the Lavin is Malkus? What's going on over here? It's a Haplia. The Seer Mene Abay and the Ramba. So this Kasha was asked by Rabbi Avraham and the Ramba. What about the Kesef Mishnah? He gives a terrace of his mind boggling. And it's absolutely amazing. He says that the lav is not a lav of Chayvi Lav, what we call, you know, Mamzeres, Messina, whatever it may be. Mystery stuff, I don't mean, whatever it the lav is a lav of Lotsia Kadesha. And we discussed a very long time ago. If a man is living with a woman without benefit of marriage, it is at least the lava of the Kadesh with no control. That's the lava talking about. So that's the of the Brahman around them. That's a plea atuma. It's impossible. Then he goes into the details about maybe he's local, she's not local. Ram's the fairish and Ilkhus Nara, which we learned also in Perak Vase, that's also a contradictory. If there's a chiyuv of
Losia Kadesha, then there's no Shiva Knas. Not do with the Kaiva Lava. There's nothing to talk about. It's a different case. Yeah. Rav has said in Perk of Lava Halakha Beis Nisur Abiyah. He says, Vav Alav Kiddush Ein Alav Dinam Shemang Zeris. Ein Alav B'chol Chai V'Lav Amish Alav Al Bila Alav Kiddush Ein Alav B'chol Gala Ba'al Mana Kemal Shei Yizbar. Rambam says that. They quote everybody else. It doesn't mean that. He claimed he is also an Aveir. But Rambam is Kiddush Shabbat. That's the Machlokas, the famous Machlokas throughout Chai V'Lav. Is he need Kiddush or is he locally without Kiddush? Okay? So the Rambam is a plea and Rabbi Avraham Rambam is a bigger plea. How can you say that there's a distinction between his Malchus and her Malchus and in this case, Mosiah Kadesha? Who's talking about Kadesha over here? It's a very shver, sir. Very shver. Very shver. So I thought the best chance to try to have a laser shot. He's the best terrorist of all, in my opinion. He says in Hilchos Kishus Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, that the Rambam means Chai V'Lavin? Yeah. Our mother looks like Gadol. There's a case of Chai V'Lavin with these with Bov Lo Kiddush Yitzlo Kiddush. What's that? He gave you the case. Our mother looks like Gadol. Rambam says to the Farish. Our mother looks like Gadol. Is loke. Now I walk out of Amona. She's Amona by definition. She's a Ba'ula. Not necessarily. She's Amona min Awas. Amona min Aresin. Rambam says over Farish. Kenepos is to Rabia. Perik is Zion Alokha Gimel. I will cry in God Allah Shabbat. Amona loke. Achat Acha Vishal Okidish. Okay. Perish. And the pastor says that Amona can be Amona Mina Erisin as well. So therefore, according to the Rambam, that's the Chai V'Lav he's talking about. That's all simple. Not a fancy Terusim of the Rambam, but the Rambam was very shverim. So the male of the Derek Agav of Lazer Shah told, like me, Mama, Shkosh Kivanti. I told you when we learned this in the beginning of the year, there's a big controversy. What's the Shita Rambam as far as a man who lives with a woman without benefit of marriage? And it's what we call an ongoing relationship. I'm going to call it the term with the common for that. Ma'adin! So those who claim that Rambam is no Isha of Kadesha. And I kept screaming, no, it's an Isha of Kadesha. Rambam means it's always Kadesha unless it just happened, quote, by accident. Not premeditated. It's onus from a father. So onus, clearly it's not a premeditated, well, he's premeditated, but it's not premeditated by both parties. And the father, you know, they really just went out to have coffee, but you know. So that kind of a situation, that's called the father, then around called the Fiyam, there is no, but on the contrary, if it's a Pilegesh, and they're living together on a regular basis, I can't, even though it's only one man, quote monogamous, end quote. Then there is an Easter of Kadesh. But if it's absolutely just happened by chance, if there is, then there is no. That's exactly what Blazer Shah says. Bom Shikivant, Mamma's video, word for word. And he also said what my Rebbe said, what the Rav said. The Rebbe said, I'm the strong enough of Malacha. Malachim says that the only time is a hetzer of Pilegesh, which means without benefit of Kiddushin, is Melech. Melech. And there's no hetzer for Hedges, Ela Omer of real Le'acha Yid Buvav. You don't know if it's ring a bell? I thought I mentioned this here. Never, I can't believe it. I never mentioned this here at all? I must have. So what's this, why is a Melech better? Melech has more mitzvah, not less mitzvah. What's the connection to Omer of real Le'acha Yid? That's what I'm talking about my Rebbe. It's word for word here. And the Avi Yezi, word verbatim. At the end of that piece, he says, Alpha Lachadala. I never knew that before, Avi. So in this context. At the end, he says, that sounds like this. The Gemara tells us that a Melech, Kolomu, the Parshat Melech is Melech Mutavo. Whatever it is said in the Parshat Melech of Sefer Shmuel, the Navi Shmuel, the king will do this, the king will do this. Watch out, don't. That doesn't mean he'll do it illegally. That's legal. It's legal to do it that way. So one of the things is, he's going to take your daughters. But the Rav learned Shat, and later Shat doesn't go to all the prophet, but that's what somebody means. That if the king takes your daughter, guess what? Your daughter belongs to the king. She's married to him without the benefit of a formal marriage ceremony. Looks like his eminent domain. Mela, for it, so get it. He says, that's the house? The king wants it. Now, boom, that house is here by mine. No ketzef, no shtar, no chazoka, nothing. The house is mine. His. That's Parshas Melech. So to it a woman, I'm Lahavdol. That woman, pretty. She's not. So I mean that there's no ketzef, no shtar, no beer, nothing. He just says that she's miyucha to me. And she becomes miyucha to the king, and she becomes an effective wife. That's why it's Muslim to live with her, because she becomes his wife without benefit of a ma'aseh kiddushin. That's Pshat Yud. Omer v'riach ha'yid, what's the Pshat there too? Rambam holds that Moshe Rishon is love the kiddushin, isn't it? When you gave the money to the father when you bought the Omer v'riach, it wasn't the kiddushin. Then how is it, where's the kiddushin? There's no kiddushin. So how is she married? That's the Chiddush HaTorah. You bought her as an Omer v'riach. And it's status of almost Amos of Ibris, so they can call it, of Amaria, metamorphosizes through years, is transformed into an Ishus relationship without an act of Kesher Shtarabia. It happens like this. Harap me, you let us leave, and that's it. That's the comparison. That's the only case we have, the case where there's a permitted marriage relationship without benefit of a Maizu Kedushin. By a Hedgin, it's only by Amaria Lachayu. By a Melech happens automatically. But in a case where they're not married, then it'll be us. And Melech is more common than the Yisrael. The thing is, if I say this woman is mine, she's not mine. The king says she's mine, she's mine. That's it. That's the whole verse. He's the book, and Hashem, I found it word for word here in Avi Ezri, Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet at the end. Okay? The first page of this, close to the end of this very thick book. Yes. I guess to give away, wait a minute. That was X-rated. For various reasons. A number of reasons. They're right, she's a bummer. Was that about a Zohar there too? I don't know.
In the first half, when this has a few ways, that also be different?
Cut off the pieces.
Before that, at the beginning of the story, you didn't marry the bummer.
Well.
Two ways to do it. That would also be different?
Yeah. That's not, you know, there's a lot of philosophy in the history of Jewish people. Let's forget it happened once. And, you know, look at the story in Tanakh to see why it happened. What does Yid mean? To my clothes. One day anymore, more can be shown as a Kiddushinism. It means, when I say, right, you want to see what turns out that the money which was given 5 years ago is retroactively viewed as Kesher Kiddushin. That is a regular nice Kiddushin. Kesher Shabbat, one of the three. If you're not that way, then it's not poof. I'm your other three, and all of a sudden, you become an other, you become your wife. That's what I'm saying. It's only there, unique. By a Melech, it happens all the time. You don't want that woman, she's mine. Right? But if she's not married, then there's no way to be at all. Okay? So on both sides, if we cut through all the poo-poo, now I'm going to give you the simple pshat, I think, according to the Rambam himself and his tshuva. And according to Rav Eliezer Shach, we bypass the Avraham ben Rambam. That's a Shver Avot. It's a whole series of difficult assumptions, one more difficult than the next. So we'll just do that as well. With this, Baruch Hashem, we've completed Sil Lamed Hei Amud Beis. We got to get this, the tough doctor. And now we're going to Chaza. And as for the schedule which we announced yesterday, we'll have the Chazorah now for another 15 minutes until 11:30. And then we'll resume 40 minutes or so after the last Hesped. All right, when they finish, wait 40, 45 minutes after that, enough time to eat lunch, and then we'll begin. I'll probably at least an hour, I hope, to do the Chazorah. Okay? So about I want to just tell you, this Chazorah is almost entirely devoted to Tom Leibniz Rabbi. That's what can I do? That's just the sugya we've been learning until now. There's no escaping it. We've been discussing it from many vantage points. And Father makes it clear, and once again, we're leaving out three quarters of the smaller points, or the finer points in the sugya, because you can't expect everyone to know everything. I can expect, but I don't want to be overburdening. Let's just get the main points down, and that'll be already an important accomplishment. That's part of the Gemara itself first. Let's go over the four blocks of an overview. Let's go one continuum. The Gemara at the Kash. So we'll get started. The Mishnah said, Elonarish, Shiesh and Tanar, and includes what? Kaiva Lavin, Shimamzer, Tina Kusis, and it includes Kaiva Priestess, Abola Posto, etc. In all these cases, it's Knaf. That's the Gemara, who we minu. Elo and Alokan, Abola Posto, Bala Posavi, Bala Posino, Bala Posishno, Bala Ishisaki, Bala Ishisaki, Bala Nida, is what? And then they get Malkus. The time alone, they ain't a local Mishal. That's the Kasha, the top one on the base of Alpha, the character of that Kasha spans four blocks. Right, on the base, on the gimel, on the dal, and hey, it's all about that Kasha. How can it say in our Mishnah, in Subit, that if a person violates the Chayvi Lav and a priest, which also, according to everybody but Rav Yitzchok, is this Malkus? How is it possible you have to pay Knasu? We have a rule, ain't a local Mishal. That's the Kasha. Let's not give an overview of the whole Hemshah of Sugya. So Ula first is a Torah, Kan Bachoso Nara, Kan Bachoso Bogeri. What does that mean? The Rashi says, top Rashi, Iko Knak, Usviole de Mamona, Mishalem Velo Lofi, Bahidah Makas, the Bogeri, Sein Lof Knak. Very simple, Ula says. Whenever there's a clash between Malchus and Mammon, what wins? What wins? Mammon. Mammon. Aye, so then the question becomes, so why do you get Malchus and Makis? It's everybody but an Ara. Referring to a case, if he's no longer an Ara, he's a Bulgarian. And if that's the case, so then of course it's going to be Malchus for those particular five allowances. That's the simplest territory. Simplest territory. But, there's also other details about how did Ula know this halacha is true. Alright? Various proofs that he holds himself. The kids itself. That's how you're based on Sukkot. You know, Ula holds itself. And I'm based, Rabbi Yochanan disagrees. Rabbi Yochanan says, I feel the same, I hold so now, in the sixth line, can't you Yisrael, can't you love Yisrael. That if there is warning, you get Malchus and not Mammon. If there's no warning, then you pay money. Alba Pesad Rabbi Yochanan. Kolech Adika Mammon and Malchus, Ashtubay, Milka Lofi, Mammon and Lofi, Shalom. Fakir, against Ula. If you have both, the ruler would say you get Malchus, not Mammon, and if you open it, you get Mammon. Wait, the ruler would say you get Mammon and not Malchus. If you open it, you get Malchus and not Mammon. How do you know? So the Gemara says, based on Psukim, Shdei Rishosa, Abom Yakenu, I, Chobel, Shver, the Gemara has a say, no, that's a different case, an exception. An exception, always an exception. Beirish of Sotara, Chovel, the Chaver, the Tashlum. It's an exception. Well, if you find such an exception, that is by Adam Zomim also. Right? The Beirish of Sotara, Adam Zomim, the Tashlum, that's also an exception. If you don't say that you get mouth at some moment, so the Chovel also is an exception. How do you know? Based again, based on Pesuk. This is finished with Lamed Beis. Now, let's go into the overview of the Pesuk is what's happening in the Pesuk. What's Lamed Gimel all about? Lamed Gimel is about the following point. Gemara says that Adam Zomerman, that's what we're talking about, Adam Zomerman. We said Adam Zomerman, we said, wow, there's an exception to the rule. Why'd you get no Mammon and not Malchus? Why? But he said, no, Kasha Zomam. Ah, the Gemara says it's going to be referring to a case of Ben Gush and Machluta. Right? The Gemara says, goes to a whole series of sugyas, a whole series of reasons for this. And when Rabbi Lezer says, no, the reason why Adam Zalman and Mamon and Mashal and Bilkul Alokim, because Lav and Ehasro. See, that's what he's putting to Adam Zalman. Adam Zalman was brought in as a president for Chovel. Again, you know, shakta natara, you know, shakta natara about prayer. I have to know about prayer, but it's all you want. That Kol will have to be the exception to Kol Rabbi Yochanan. Where do you find another expression for an exception? Aiden. So, how do you know? Either a pasuk or no? Because they're not b'nai asro. Why not? Well, it's more because there's no way to give them asro. You tell them, warn them right before they'll back out. If you warn them long before, they'll say they forgot. If you warn them afterwards, it's too late. It can't be. Fine. So they can't have any asro. So if there's no asro, we'd rather give them mamon as opposed to mouth. Every case of mamon and mouth. I think for the same logic. You get to a throw for boiler erev or a throw for a filo yomtu. I'm not going to say if you give him a throw, you won't do it. Great, you don't want him to do it. When the guy's a witness, he wanted to say true testimony. That's why we can't scare him off the left side. Can't give him that. So therefore, it's better to give Malchus than to give Mammon, because the Malchus would be Shvach, because there's no proper Asro. They must have been by Kol. Well, another source by Kol. Based on the Pasuk. You know, to Anoshim, the Pasuk will come back to later. That's basically on Lamed Gimel. This gives other proofs for this is so, that there are two exceptions to the rule called the Yochanan base. What are they? Kovah b'chavera, and what else? Eidim, Zomim. That's what the whole block of Gemara is about. The Kitzvah. Then Vish on Lamed Beis, in the middle is the third Teret. Third Teret. What's the third Teret? The Shlomish. Omani Rabbi Meiri. Which is Loka Mishalim. Right? But the Kasha was the Kaimalay and Loka Mishalim. We had to say, look, it's not the third test. The third is no. It's Rav Meir, it's Loka Mishalim. Rav Meir, the Bito Nami. It says, the mission of the Mamad Vav says, Abba Bito Elof Na. Why not? You mean to tell me Rav Meir, it's Loka Mishalim, Islay, Mesa Mishalim, Lesley, but it's not true. Because he said that Gona Vatava for Shabbos, Rabbi Meir says, you're chayav dalav v'hei. He wants to know. Really, Rabbi Meir, loka mishalim, isle meitzim mishalim, lesle. I, the Gemara, by dalav v'hei, toveach ayadei acher. Toveach ayadei acher. Toveach ayadei acher. Don't tell nobody Rabbi in it. I, what do you do with Shabbos, the Mordezorah, etc.? That's another Rabbi's Gemara. I, so if it's ayadei acher, why is it? Shri Dushen Aruya. A whole discussion over here on Amidala. So that's that Amidala. Fine. Plus. Finally, on the last line of Amidala, Amidala, one comes up with a, what you might call the fourth term. Rabba Maliolam, the Tovea Chayade Atmo. Right? Rameh, we said Rameh. Amidala is on top. Rameh, Loki Mishalim Islay, Mason Mishalim, let's play. Oh. Loka Mishalim Islay, Mason Mishalim Lesley. I didn't want to try that before. But the Mark got stuck with what? Come on. Dollar the hay. Right? Mark said, the shani honey, the kiddush was a kitsa torah bitnash. I forgot the mikdal, Mishalim. So Rashi jumped, hey, wait a second. If that's the case, what'd you gain? After the mikdal Mishalim, so what did you gain in terms of Kasha Bito, right? That's what I was going to say before, not a dollar in a day. If it's going to go to the mayor, I feel a Bito Nami. The first thing Morris said, no. The mayor holds, the what? Mason, Loka Mishalim Islay, Mason Mishalim, let's lay, so they have the yachet. No comment. Now we want to say no. When it comes to Knas, half of the mitzvah Mishalim. The Rashi has the most Kasha, the obvious Kasha. So Kasha Bito again. So that's again Knas. Okay? So before we get to that, to the conclusion of this figure, before I get to Agav, introduces another important figure. So the Gemara says, As the Rabba Latameh, Rabba is the Shitoto, and the Gemara brings the case of the Gonavlo, Gonavatavu of the Shabbat, Gonavatavu of the Maseret, and talks about how it's a Pora Zunuvalo, Pora Shula, a Papazin, and the whole thing like a Papa, against a Papa. A whole Arizal Zavara. Then Gemara goes into an express, after that, on Amazon, there is all the question why each one holds as against the other one. Why Rabbi Yochanan is not like Mishloch, it's not like Rabbi Yochanan. It's good from the question of Chayvei, Malchus Shogigin, what do you tie about with a puppet in the level, which is critical to the status of the Sujah, that's Laman Ham and Aleph. And finally, Laman Ham and Faith, why I asked the Kasha, which Rashi advertised, right? That's what the answer is. Rabbi Yomar, that's the Kasha Rashi called about a preview before it. What's going on? The Gemara said the Yalta Gabi Yochanan. There's no choice. I'll talk Gabi Yochanan's feel then. What did Gabi Yochanan say? I'll talk about his feel like the Mama no Malcolm. The Loke, Veino, Mishalem. Rabbi Yochanan feel like the Shogim, the Mishalem Mama, who Muki with Law Bishlo history about. Who's terror? That's really Rabbi Yochanan's terror. I asked the question yesterday, so what did Rabbi gain over here? When did he say Rabbi Yochanan's terror anyway? But the answer to the original question was what? Like a Yochada, a Kambi Hitzu, a Kambi Shalom Hitzu, so why have you introduce Mayor over here? What do you gain because of Shach? Amani Rav Meir, a Malok and Mishalom. Why are you that for? Take a Malok and Mishalom, it's Lo Hitzu, I wasn't really exactly sure what was gained. You don't have a Terek? I answered a little to look it up for me. No, she doesn't have a Tasha. Okay, this is an overview of the entire figure. Now that I've just read through the four blocks, it really was an amazing figure, all in one kasha, let's try to go back to some more discussions as they relate to Kamalei B'Rabbanan. The first thing we'll start with, with the Mishpocha, is the famous kasha was raised by the Tnei Yeshua. It's really the Tnei Yeshua's son-in-law. I've done the Tnei Yeshua on Sukkos. If you look up and think about it, it goes back long before that. It goes back to the Sheet of Mekubet, the Kash, president for the Yerushalmi. And the issue is as follows. Our Gemara is working with the assumption of Ein Alok and Mishalim. What is Tzuchi Yudah? Malchus? The Boal Achoso? Or any other Yisrael Malchus? And not for only from the fasting. When it comes to Yisurei Biyah, we have a rule. Yisurei Biyah, you violate the Haror, the beginning of the Biyah. When it comes to Knas, it's a Shalom Rishon. The closest to the Yvonne says, you have Knas only when you have the Gemara Biyah. So if that's the case, the obvious question can be raised. How can you tell me, which is by the principle over here, of Kamlei B'Rabbamine, we all know that Kamlei B'Rabbamine is only if the two Chiyum are simultaneous. But over here, the Chiyum Malchus came by Haror, and the Chiyum Mamon comes by Gemara Biyah. So they're not simultaneous. They should not apply the first in the B'Rabbamine. That's the question. So the Yeshua's Adam says, that's what he found in the Shita, that's true. The chayyeh of Malchus is by the Haror. That's true. But it doesn't end there. It's considered one long continuum. The entire Bia is considered a Shas Chiyuv of Malchus. And Yerushalmi didn't say so. What's the case of Yerushalmi? I burned out a field. We say, come to every avenue, got the field of Shabbat, but don't pay for the field. The minute I burn down the first few stalks of Chayav and Shabbat, and the rest of the field will be paid for? The Rishon is that for kol shibolos v'shibolos, the entire field, every stalk that burns down, is considered a chiyuv of kilo shabbos. That's the Rishon. Good. Rishon yes, why is it if I'm madlik if I go to the Shabbos and potter, say a potter for the first stalk and a chiyuv for the rest? So the Yerushalmi says no. Yechayev for the entire field, each and every shibboleth. Right, this is Shabbos, right? Mela. The potter for the paying for the entire field. How good is that? Gevaldik! Terrific! Great! Comes up a key Vega. Starts up with the Elder Zeta, the Elder Feta. Is this wrong? Yerushalmi, is that a good example? Because if you said the reason why a prophet takes to Yerushalmi is it will prepare the rest of the field to quote, Chayve Mises Sholiyim. Chayve Mises Sholiyim, we know, is prophet from Tehran. Kind of the best you can do. You're major the first Shibboleth and you're Sholiyim the rest. Not the popular. So now, so you won't be enough. Why? We're talking about in a local Mishalim. And we happen to pass in that five mouth of Shogi in the Dabarakir, you have to pay. I'm sorry. It's the equivalent of Shogi that Kivega suggests. Because why? Yechayim needs for the first. You can't be killed twice when the field continues to burn. The rest of that part of it, if the field is burning, it's the equivalent of Chayvim Mitzvot. That's what he says. The Mela we can say is only a Chayv, only if the problem they would apply to a case of Mitzvah moment, it wouldn't apply to Malchus moment. Now, the Parshat Pshat is not that way. The Yerushalmi is much not that way. Talks about it, even against the Malchus. The Parshat is called Chayvim Mitzvot Zidin, not Shogin. It's all one big maze. Thing of Kivegas Shver. We have a rule. Chayvim Mitzvot is Potter for a moment, and Chayvim Malchus Shogin is Chayvim moment. You know that rule. Just having one moment, having an hour. Mitzvot Shogin is Potter for a moment, Chayvim Malchus Shogin is Chayvim moment. That's what my clothes will be offered in a shopping cart. We'll be passing the time. Hamza to Bekim Eger and gives his own terror. His terror is a major terror. What was the original kasha? Let's say the Malchus is by Haro and the Mamma is by Marbia. But Bekim Eger says no. Homele but Rabbim and Amy, not to say a putter for that moment, the Chayim Bisa. Homele but Rabbim and Amy, you didn't do it. Treat as if I didn't do it, somebody else did it. Now, if somebody else will do the hara, I'm not chayv for his marbiya. Sure not. Everybody was hara, someone else did hara, this woman. So here too, one second. So here too, he did everything. He did ironic marbiya, but for the hara aspect, since at that moment he was chayv me, since as if someone else did it. And if someone else did it, then he cannot be chayv for the marbiya. This is Kivega's famous terror. He brings a famous riot. World famous riot. Before he brings the riot, he meant to mention in passing, is that the Kivega right or wrong without the riot? Is he right or wrong? It depends on the Pashan and Maklovus and the Seth and Makas. Remember we discussed Makas, the Maklovus we've shown him in the Sugar of Kimo, below Kimo, Bitlo, below Bitlo. So the Gemara says that
we say, Kamalei b'Rabbinei, if a man who is an honest woman married her, divorced her, killed her. Here in the center, this is the truth. A man killed his ex. Right? So, if he did that, would we say, the divorce is Kamalei b'Rabbinei? Does that prove anything? So some show that proves that you see that the bitl halav is itself a critical moment. Bitl halav is the most, is a very significant and critical moment in the chiyuv. Otherwise, if it would just be a condition, it would be a tnai, then you would not be able to say kol v'rabbinei. Because it's the both of it's a very bitl halav. Repeat again. Bitl halav is the result. Must be a critical moment, a moment worthy of giving our throw. That's what the background is. A moment worthy of giving our throw. How do you know it's true as well? Because after all, the moment of the Bitl Halav, we say Kamalei b'Rabbinei. We wouldn't say Kamalei b'Rabbinei unless it's a critical moment. If it's a condition, if it's nice, we wouldn't say Kamalei b'Rabbinei. That's the result of it. I'm told to disagree. I'm told to not to say no. Even though the Bitl Halav is not such a critical moment, can I get us through all that? It's too late. Someone's come before the actual there of Allah, not by the Bitl HaTzeh. So the Bitl HaTzeh is just a tnai. Afal pi ken we say Kamalei b'Rabbinei. So the Ki Vega says, oh, he has to say it, but then later I'm going to say it. That'll be a particular riot to Rabbi Ki Vega, that somebody else did it. So even though it's just a tnai, but I didn't do it. Someone else did it. So if someone else did it, so then he can't even chayv me. Negative doesn't quote this in the riot. This is a controversial riot. He quotes a different riot. A Tosfos. He should have quoted it too. But he does something. But he quotes the famous riot from Tosfos. Famous Tosfos. Quotes in the Sefer Gid. What's the riot quotes in the Sefer Gid? Gid Daf Nun Gimel. The base. Some of them. So Tosfos says, what's the case over there? A person picks up wine, huh? And he pours out the wine on a Yayin Nessa. So that's the post it just says. And the step to getting, using the game stars. To review our fresh our memories for the exact words of Tosfos. Great. Here, in Gimel number Aleph, it starts from the base of the base, it goes up to Gimel number Aleph. It says like this, Kei med ha-shas nisuf lo matayev, the Kamalei b'Rabbinei, ha-shas ha-gbo nami miftar, v'yamala ha-reishu chalot panecho. That's what he says. Huh? That's what he says. What happened? The case is, a person took wine, and then he poured it on the mizbeach. Okay? So the Gemara suggests we should say, come let me rabbi minute. He poured on the mizbeach, he's trying to be.
Yitzchak would have taken the wine which he had removed and poured on in his bath. So the person who had taken the wine would be Tzatzer, away from the Fanecha, say, here's the same wine. I've been poured on his bath, so we'll filter it out, so you see. So now, it's the same wine. He did it. We'll say, since he was under the pain of death at that moment of Yisrof Yair and Avodah Zarah, and the heel of Misa comes later on. The question, what is Shmuel? That's the rabbi. That makes sense. What's Shmuel? That's what the post comes to answer. What do they answer? The answer is like as follows. Although he picked it up, he stole it. He's a gardener, a petty thief. When it comes to a petty thief, he can get away with a petty return. I say, Horatio Colafonata. He could have gotten away with it. So, and if someone, and despite the fact that it was put Lavo Dazar in the interim, we'll get away with it. Someone else would have done it, for example. But here, it's told, although he did it, as if someone else did it. Because he can still say, I just call it for now. No. The halacha is that if I feel something, I feel something, and then I myself, my own hands, cause it to become worthless, valueless, I'm practical. What's the question exactly? Yes, why? After we pause the discussion, we're about to get into it. Just wait for a minute. But both sides are between Vegas, now there's a great riot. There's a great riot to However, one could argue with the entire assumption of Rabbi Kivager and say, wrong. You're not chayav because you are a godman. You're chayav because you are a mazik. If you're chayav because of mazik are both sides, and you're pouring the wine in the zbech, that's not a tnai in the chayav. What is it? That's the maisa on the chayav itself. That's the maisa on the chayav itself. Of course, part of the famous concept we'll come to a little later, which we discussed last week, Havra Shafya. Right? You take an object, a barrel, and you subsequently break it or drink it. Are you chayav leder mishum gazlin or ganif, or are you chayav mishum mazik? So you see with the prime, etc. That's part of this question as well. Again, if you vague his work with what kind of an assumption Rabbi Ose was, then the break, the pouring of the wine is only a tnai, so it's a kimle. The way to refute it is to know. Toto zikhaya mishum mazik. So the pouring of wine is a machaya mamish. It's a maisa machaya mamish. It's not. And it proves nothing for our purpose. That's it. would have taken the wine which he had removed and poured on his bath. So the person who had taken the wine would be potter. Always follow for that. I'm taking the same wine. I look the same. I've been poured on his bath, so we'll filter it out to be clean. But now it's the same wine. He did it. We'll say, since he was under the pain of death at that moment of this of the eye and of Odazara, is this somebody else did it? Because if it's Vegas, he's in here. But if I'm working under Kimla, it's like someone else did it. If the man was brought to Isha and he did the Ara under Kimla, is this someone else's Ara? It cannot be Nishir Kana. That's what the Vegas right. He did it, and he can make a pay. Oh, right, there is a hezek shein anika, that's true. It is a hezek shein anika. Hold on. Okay. Afalpike, despite the fact that the hezek shein anika, the assumption in the Gemara is that if he did it himself, he would be tired. The guy, that's the Gemara talks to over here. The Shasa Bow the Kana. That's what the discussion is. Shmuel says, it's Ma'ariz. Why do they say Menashe? Kana Rabbana. What did Rab say? The Shasa Bow the Kana. The Kana. The Kaya Menashe Lohavi Ashas Nisa. There is a chiyuv when you picked it up, and chiyuv of Zayel in the Pasha, and the chiyuv of Misa comes later on. The question, what is Shmuel? That's Rabbi, that makes sense. What's Shad Shmuel? The post comes to answer. What do they answer? The answer is like as follows. Since, although he picked it up, he stole it. It's a garden, it's a petty thief. Well, the time is so petty, see if you can get away with a petty return. I say, I wish to call it for that. He could have gotten away with it. So, and if someone, and despite the fact that it was put level to Zara in the interim, we'll get away with it. Someone else would have done it, for example. So here, it's told, although he did it, as if someone else did it. And if he could still say, I wish to call it for that. Halacha is that if I feel something and I feel something and then I myself, my own hands, cause it to become worthless, valueless, I'm practical. What's the question exactly? Yes, why? That's going to be part of the discussion we're about to get into. Just to wait for a minute. So both sides are between Vegas, Ali was a great raya. It was a great raya, puts the Shnei Yeshua for life, so therefore it was another possible terror. So therefore, the Talmud spoke up the raya. Not yet, though. Right, that's what he said. No, so what the shot is, yeah, you're right, of course physically is the beginning, no doubt about it. But how logically we say that beginning, he didn't do it. Because he could, at that moment, he was tired to say, come around the net. But therefore he didn't do it. Of course he did it physically, but how logically he didn't do it. That's the kid. The question is this right or right? So first of all, some want to suggest no right for the following reason. Even if Rabbi Kivagas tried it right, the nature of Kamala Rabbi is that you didn't do it. Is that you didn't do it. You know, you didn't do it. One might suggest that's only by Miso Mom. The nature is discussed on numerous occasions. nature of the Surah of Kalan Rabbin, the class of Hezra Nisim Amen, is if, you know, the meat of pot is the moment, the meat includes the moment, however you define it, but it is much more significant kind of a dish. When it comes to Malchus the moment, which is in our sugya, it's not the nature of the dish. Malchus the moment is a kedei rishas, or a technical halacha. You can't punish a guy for two things. Not if he didn't do it. That's one way to refute the riot. Number two, Barry asked before, Gavaldi Gakash, what do you mean, why is the guy chayav in any circumstance? Why is he chayav? Through the Kiveg is working with an assumption like this. You're chayav mishim gazlim. You're a thief. I, a gazlim, can say, I raise shafala fanecha. But if you yourself take the object, you the gazlim, you the thief, take the object and render it halakhically valueless by pouring it over the Mizbeach of Avodah Zarah, so then you're chayav mishim gazlim. If that's the case, then the form of the wand that we call a classical case of Tanai. It's a Tanai in the Chiyuv. If that's the case of the Chiyuv Ega has a Stigl Raya, even though it's a Tanai in the Chiyuv, it's not the Maisa Machiah is proper. Nevertheless, we apply the principle of Kalim Yavanei, because as if someone else did it, it's so important to indicate in Makas, and I thought it was about this point. Sure. Paulus is working with, the Kiveg is working with the following assumption. When I steal it, and then I pour it on the Mizbeah, so I'm chayav to pay Mishum Gazlin. Right? Gazlin. Ah, a Gazlin, Rabotai, a Gazlin. Yeah, but if he himself, that just happened by itself, Gazl, Chomet, Rabbala, Mapesa, Teresh, Chalapanecha. But here, it's much worse than that. Because here, the guy himself poured it on the Mizbeah. That's worse. But then you're chayav mishum gazlin, the Kivega says. Your act of pouring the wine is there, it's a tanai. You see, they call me the rabbi by tanai. Yeah. Start. And then you say, Pup, that's the Kivega is right. You say, call me the rabbi by tanai. The Pup. You look tanai clear, it's still the Pup. Call me the rabbi, yes? Tanai. A guy who steals. Usually the Teresh Chalafanecha. But if he's the one who pours on the Mizbeach, then he can no longer Teresh Chalafanecha. Then it's Chayav Mishum Gazlin. The condition. I mean, the real Chayav is the Chayav of when, the Chayav is the act of theft. And what you're doing now is not a new Mitzvah Machayav. What you're doing now is just the Halacha. If you pour the wine on the Mizbeach, you can't tie Teresh Chalafanecha. Kach Gozra Torah. That's the condition. But the Chiyuv is really from the time of the Gzeila. The fact is they come by the condition with the right to the Kivegas, if somebody else did it. That's the definition. However, one could argue with the entire assumption of Rabbi Kivega and say, wrong. You're not tired because you are a godman. You're tired because you are a mazik. If you're tired because of mazik are both tired, and you're pouring the wine in the Mizbeach, that's not a Tanai in the Chiyuv. What is it? That's the Maisa HaMachayev itself. That's the Maisa HaMachayev itself. This is, of course, part of the famous concept we'll come to a little bit later, which we discussed last week. Havra Shasya. Right? You take an object, a barrel, and you subsequently break it or drink it. Are you chayav leder mishum gazlin or ganis, or you chayav mishum mazik? So you see, it's a prime assumption. That's part of this question as well. Again, if you vague is working with what kind of an assumption of both say what? You chayav mishum what mishum gazlin. Then the break, the pouring of the wine is only a tanai. You still say kimlei. The way to refute it is to no. Toto you chayav mishum mazik. So the pouring of wine is a Machiah Mamish, it's a Maisa Machiah Mamish, it's not, and it proves nothing for our purpose. That's it. That's what the Pashiv Eges Teretz was. It's considered to be a Tanakh. Right. 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 That's that. That's that. The third way out is to assume this is what part of Dover is Rabbi Chanan's interesting way. Not that someone else would be. Somebody else. No one did it. It happened, but nobody did it. So when they ask who spilled the milk in there, it happened, but nobody did it. Nobody did it. That's Chat and Cumberland. Nobody did it. Nobody did it. You know what happens then if nobody did it? So then, when it comes to Nisu, you're puppet. Why? Because you didn't do it. Nobody did it. Never your puppet. That's close to getting in again. When it comes to the case of... The third reason why this post is not a good precedent for our case. What's our case? Is it the Haran and Gemara Bia? And if the Kivega wants to say, then why do you say Kim Levi Rabbanei? Because the Haran, somebody else did it. That's telling me, someone else did it. Someone else did it. Then you say, then there's no Chiyuv of Knaas. But B'chol doesn't mean someone else did it. I told you the lesson as if someone else did it. Yeah, it really means that nobody did it. It's in the case over there when it comes to Aresh Cholofanecha. I stole it, and somebody else poured the wine. Nobody poured the wine. It poured by itself. Then there's no fear to pay. But in our case, the proper way to say it is not that someone else did the beer. No, what's that? It's over there before. That's crazy. No one else. Who did it? Who? Point to him. A lineup. The answer is if nobody did it. If nobody did it, then the Gemara Bia itself can be Machayev in Tanakh. By Nisr, it doesn't mean someone else did it. Who you can't point to anybody. Tosfos means to say really that he didn't do it. That nobody did it. So if you apply the same principle in our case of Haran, Gemara Bia, it'll be an insufficient parish. What was the kasha? Kasha was, why was that Gemara assumed Kim Lud Aminei? Was that say that the mouth was lens by the Haran and the snatched by Gemara Bia? That was the kasha. The Kivega wanted to say, well, the Haran was done by somebody else. There's no Kim Lud Gemara Bia. Yeah, nobody else. Means nobody did it. Nobody did it. Then it should be a chiyuv knas for the Gemara Bia. So the Kivega's raya from Gittin is shver three times over. His original assumption, that you say commonly by a snai, is a controversy in the sept of Makas Kazayin. That's where it really belongs. The raya from Mapokas Ritzvah and Tosa by Bitlo Velo Bitlo. Can you give Astra B'shaz Bitlo Atei? Ritzvah says yes, Tosfos says no. Ritzvah raya from Talmud Ravina, you see it's an integral part of the Machayah. Tosfos says no, it's not part of the Machayah. You can say Kamli any, you can say Kamli anyway. Even if tonight you say Kamli. One second. And so the real terrorists are supposed to account for the same sure, of course. Is it really already Yishalmi and it's already a sheep of the Kubetas? Now we don't say when you burn a field you're chayv the first shibboleth and the rest of your puzzle. No! You're chayv every shibboleth! And the Kivega compared to chayv and Yishalmi is dead wrong! The chayv is the disease that the Yishalmi itself seems to indicate. One long continuum, uninterrupted. Now both on the Kivega. So the Kivega would have told us to give you three ways to knock it off. One way to distinguish between Misa Mammon and Malchus Mammon. Our famous distinction we repeat over and over and over again. The Misa Mammon is the Misa partners that includes the Mammon and Malchus is the technical gym in Bezdin. You can't do that somebody else did it. The second says that Machlokas, why are you Chayim in a case where it's so long he poured on his Zeach? And the Kivega is in the Chayim Mishim Gazla. And the pouring is only a condition. But we can argue that the Chayim is Mishim Mazik. So the pouring is the essence of the Aveira, the Pouring is the Kamlech. And the Rebbe Chanan says no. So the Kivega tells me that as if someone doesn't mean someone else did it. Nobody did it. Can't point to anybody. He says, nobody did it. Nobody poured the wine. I didn't pour the wine. So you can't be mechayev mishum to pay for the wife. I didn't do it. Somebody else did. It's nobody. It's not me. Not me. Yeah. Who's for the milk? Not me. Not me. It's nobody. Somebody else is the melissa. When it comes to our case, where we started, namely, the man who lived with the mamzeres or the rachoso, so the question was, let's say it's higher on Malchus for the Haroah and Mama for the Gemara, he had to gavaldi gakasha. We need someone else for the Haroah. No, so there's nobody else. Nobody did the Haroah. Happened by itself. And Malchus did Haroah. Right? So there, so therefore there should still be a chiyuv knas on the Gemara Biyah. Well, that's the right parent. True gospel. Right? But that's where the right parent is what? Well. Yeshua, of course. Based on the Rishikh of the Betis and on the Rishalmi. But the whole thing is one long continuum. Got to say about Zion. That's the whole mass. The first injury we're discussing is in the Chazal. Now we're starting to do, I don't know if we'll finish it, maybe not. We'll resume in the Mishim. And when the Shira resumes after lunch. Inyan 2 ties into the sugi here of the famous Rips of Torah of Chovo the Chaver the Tashlum. The Torah says the famous that based on Sukkim, based on various drushes, that a Chovo the Chaver has to pay money. Come to Rambam with a remarkable statement. And this is Chovel Amazon. Paragala Lachotet. A Chovel B'chaveo B'yom HaKippurim. A feel of amazes. Chaya B'tashlumim. Akal Pi Sh'ovra Averishu Chaya B'olei HaMalchus. Namely what? Yom Kippur. But a Kala M'chuyi Malchus Tashlumim Loka V'ena M'shalim. It's house like home. Come on. Like a B'yokanon. Shem the local of Shalom. Taka by Zoram, but so. Chutz mi Paul of the Chavero. Shum Shalom. Ke Befeiro, Jibs the Torah, Paul of the Chavero, Zan Shlomo, Shnem Arak Shem for Yitin. End quote. Wait a minute, Rambam. He's added a mouthful over here. The Gemara man, that mouth Kovel of Momen Bita, Momen of Kovel Bita, what? Mouth of what? Come on. Of Kovel. Mammon and Kovel Bita Malchus of Kovel. That's the Gemara's case. Rabban extended it. The Mammon and Kovel Bita Rab, Malchus of Rab. Yom Kippur, where do you get that from? Where do you get that from? What's going on? Where do you have Rabban makes up his own din? Clear, where do you get it from? And others disagree. My God tells you, I've been in the Rambam. He says, no, you get Malchus from Yom Kippur, and you would not have to pray. And a lot of the Shalom? Where did I get it from? Huh? Loka in the Shalom. You get Malchus from Yom Kippur, and you wouldn't pay for Kavolah. Rambam says, for care. You do pay for Kavolah. Presumably you would not get Malchus from Yom Kippur. Why? Where do you get it from? So the law said that this should depend upon the old child. Whether Mammon is the Kula or the Chumra. Remember that child? I'm a basement with Alice. What's more? Remember that child? Mammon the Kula or Mammon the Chumra? Incidentally, what kind of question is that? Don't we all know that it's worse to have to get hit than to have to pay money? We all know that. Okay, we'll come to that in a second. So, the Chatam Tov is always the practice, it depends how much money. If a little amount of money, then of course Mammon is coming. So, an awful lot of money, then Mammon is coming. You know what I mean? Even on the cool, even Mammon, it doesn't mean it's a machloj. It depends on how much money. Okay? Chazanishta, that means Mammon coming means to be Messiah to Nizir. Coming up is a more serious punishment. We'd rather give it so that the person who lost is going to get his money back. It's a Chazanish who's upset. Yeah, the mamal chama means, it doesn't mean it's more serious. If you want to give it more, because you want it, the fellow who lost property should be reimbursed. Tina has a famous shot. Mamal is chama because if you give the guy mamal, not mouth, he'll end up in worse shape. Why? If you give him mouth, he'll be public in Paris. That's a famous Mishnah Mark, it's called Chai Vekvisha Lachu. Nifty with execution was discussed, but going to reinvent the smicha. But in a given moment, it's probably start chayav and kar. Not an unusual shot. That's why moment is chavah, because you're going to get kar to boot. That's a mechaskinah shot. In any event, let's go back to our Indian. So the law says that this issue in the Rambam should depend upon what's more common. How so? If moment is a chumra, what does it mean? The Torah is machmir, but Shmuel made Tovel more than others, and should not get mouth. If that's the case, Rambam is right. Why is he right? Because if moment of Tovel is so chumra, you have to give it not only to the mouth of Tovel, even to the mouth of what? Of Yom Kippur. But if moment is the cooler, what do you mean the cooler? What does that mean? That's a special kula. That moment is a kula. It's a special dispensation because the lab of Tovel is more cow than Gemara says. Huta Mechlolo, Gemara says. Lama Bezim and Al. And Huta Mechlolo Bezim, whatever that means. That's proper or Shliach Bezim, as we discussed before. So then, how does Ramam know? Chakeres, then if that's the case, Mammon is a cooler, really. And you give it in the case of Kavala, why? Because the lab is very, very weak. Then we say that Mammon of Kavala should beat out what? The mouth of Kavala and Kavala only. But how do you, why should Mammon of Kavala beat out the mouth of the Yom Kippur? What's that floor? Yeah, how do you, sorry? Good afternoon. The floor took the kasha and said, that's the widow I'm getting from. But he added, it should depend upon a shalom and a gemara, which is unresolved. Unresolved, but back to the original kasha. Just add a little spice to the kasha. A lot of spice. The kasha was, how does the Rambam know that the Chavmaman of Chavala could beat out the Mount of Yom Kippur? How do you know that? Someone never said that. The Gemara said only by what? Come on, only by Maman of Chavala beats the Mount of Chavala. That's the simple kasha. That's law, it's spice. But he thinks it depends upon the issue of what's more common, Mammon or Malchus. Incidentally, explain what that means. I should not assume to be more common. We have three choices why Mammon might be more common. Either because why? It's in order to, either depends upon the sum of money, or depends on the case. Or you want to give money back to the aggrieved party. Or by giving him Mammon, not Malchus, you're giving him, courage. There's three ways that fraud, how to say Mammon or Malchus. I'll tell you, I'm chatting about it. In any event, if Mammon is more chomer, we understand. Because what do you call it? Dominant gene. He's talking biology. Dominant gene. That means that it's Mammon of color is going to wipe away everything. You have blue eyes, that's it. You know, you're going to have the Mammon of color no matter what. And if you Mammon, not going to love the color. The Bible says it's even the Gemara of Laman Hay, and the fact that wasn't going to say that Laman Hay. Come on. If you have a lav of Kavala in the same way that the Lubin is talking for Rikin Shiroi, which one wins? Lav of Loyosa, you get Loka Veda Mishalim. You see that the lav of Kavala is very strong. Loka Veda Mishalim. The Loka Veda Mishalim, what do you see? That the lav of Kavala is not so weak. Why should Torah Shirayim become? I ripped his shirt. Why is that more column up? That's the classical that Shlomo is talking. That's not more column up than anything else. Yes. No, but it's the Shlomo of Shirayim. No. If the mouth of Kavala was so weak, or the pushover,
and they could push it over, so why didn't Mama and Avshiram push it over? What's the answer? You can't push it over so easily. You're right. You said it exactly so. The moment of Kabbalah is stronger than any other human moment. It pushes off everything in its way.
And with the rule of Ein Elokim and the challenge. So we presented the question, the Amen, and we embellished it, if you will, with the Haflah. But the Haflah depends upon the question of which is Mamona Lechumra or Lekula. We explain that in turn what that means. The Achor of Jesus and Torah Perushim. Now I'm going to give two Perushim to explain to you around. Two different approaches. The first is the Stifle of Simon Chafei and Kilos Yaakov is as follows. Is Venera Dafka Ula. According to Ula, Ula says that whenever there's a conflict, a clash between Maman and Malkus, Maman wins. According to Ula, we could say that Mamona Lakula, if Mamona is generally speaking considered to be more cow, then Shani Kovel Mishun Lad Lo Yosef Kil Shahutam Mikhola Babes. In other words, according to Ula, Ula says that you Mammon beat that Malkus all the time. So then we can say, you know, Chovel really, you can be doche and say that Chovel, the love of Lo Yosef is more cow. Love of Lo Yosef is more cow. That's what the Mammon Aflamid base. Love of Lo Yosef is more cow, and therefore the Mammon wins. However, according to Rabbi Yochanan derives from Kedei Rishos Avon Yachenu, Malchus always wins. It comes to Malchus always wins. Even a Malchus of Hutta Miklola wins. So therefore, the fact that Kovel is different cannot be attributable to the weakness in the love of Kovel. We've got to take some different lava to the Mechlolo, and the result is the same. Lokev and Mishalem. Therefore, it must be what? It must be that you have to pay, because the obligation to pay when it comes to Kovel is so important. And the Pashtus is therefore, that it's because the Chiyuv of Tashlumin is so important, and if the Chiyuv of Tashlumin is so important, the Pashtus, it should even knock out a Malkus of Yom Kippur. The Chiyuv of paying for Chovel is so important, it should knock out the Malkus even of Yom Kippur. Within Rabbi Yochanan, right. Rabbi Yochanan, there was a Huta Mechlolo story, you're calling the Gemara over here. The one of the days of Manala was going back and forth. The Gemara said, Himamona Lekula, Shekei Huta Mechlolo. Why should we start love, then it should depend upon whether the moment is Kala, the moment is Kama, remember? We discussed Paris, what does it mean, moment is Kala, what does it mean, Malcolm is Kala? What does it mean, moment is Kama? How can that be? Because that problem is Greek Shotsam and that's the whole story. So the law says that question was never resolved, so therefore Rambam has no right to pick one side of the... what the stipulation has nothing to do with that shayla. That shayla is only a shayla according to Ulu. This whole discussion whether the Wattish, the Dilma Mama and his Chomer, or Mama is the cooler rather, the Shani, Chovel, what? Chovel, Hutu, Mechlo. That's the key line. What do you want to say? How do we have a lot of